Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, May 5th.
TGIF Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, it is Cinco de Mayo, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what's important on May 5th. Nothing came to
mind. Is
that
why you gave me that look? What's happening? Oh,
no.
I was like,
No, that's true. Cinco de Mayo. Are you going to be partying for that?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Right, some Mexican food and margaritas.
Like, that's the problem. Like, right. I know Cinco de Mayo isn't that. I'm not 100% sure what it is, but I know it's, like, kind of annoying to say that. But, yeah, like, do I want to have some margaritas and tequilas? Yes, I do.
Yes.
Do I want to get wearing a sombrero drunk? Maybe. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Probably.
We want to see pictures, though.
All right. Pics didn't happen. No, you know what I mean. Like, I always love Cinco de Mayo because, you know, well, I don't like the lines. It's a lot of drunk people. That's true.
Right.
But I always think it's fun when, like, the bar all comes together and it's, I'm like one of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not a bar
person. I bet you're
person.
Like, get me away from Cinco de Mayo.
No. I'm not a, I'm just not a bar person. But I wouldn't mind a couple tequilas for lunch or something. You know?
For lunch?
Yeah, there you go.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I love that song. That's very true.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We have a great guest coming up
yes.
in just a moment. And
very excited.
Yeah. Our app is finally out.
Whoa.
Yeah, people can download it now.
And the bugs are gone?
No, but
okay.
It's still out.
So screw you. You know what? Bugs are part of life.
I guess
in
so.
In my Buddhism studying, they say you have to learn to be okay meditating in your cabin with all the cabin mice because it's all people and human beings. And
that's cool.
And animals, and you have to love every, you know.
Yeah,
and I would
be
like, hell no, but I'm trying.
Yeah. I know. So you guys, if you want to listen to us all day, every day, archives, live, replays, everything is on the app. Just go look up... Sam in the Morning Radio Show. Tori's on the web, on the app.
Yeah,
we got our bios.
We got our bios. We got characters of our cartoons of ourselves.
Yeah.
We look great.
We look great. So hopefully we sound great to you too.
Yeah,
you know that goes without saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we do have some terrible news from Washington,
mm-hmm.
right? You want to tell us about? You're like numb,
I was like,
right?
Is there more?
You're
already,
like numb.
I'm already numb. No, it's actually, you know, like a lot of Democrats are saying it's good news because they are going to, like I wrote on Twitter, I was like, what's that sound of creaking chairs? Oh, that's the House Republicans getting voted out by their constituents. this bill passed in the House and it's supposed to be the, repeal of Obamacare. And just so you guys know, just because something passes in the House, if you don't know, it also has to pass in the Senate. There's two. So for some reason, they brought out a pallet of beer through the Capitol and had them all load a bus. And they all went to Trump in the Rose Garden and he all cheered. And they're all going to
celebrate.
They're all celebrating. And right. every single commentator, including Greta Von Sersten, you know, she's
Sersten,
more Republican. She says this looks so bad.
Right.
And they're going to lose all their seats. And so already today, record amounts of money have been donated to opponents of every single one of those Republicans.
Really?
They look not only do they look dumb, as Chris Matthews says, they look you don't want to put Trump on a bus. You know, that's a bad image because we've already had that happen. I thought that was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
You load all your Republicans on a bus to come home to daddy as he did their bidding before it even goes to the Senate, which it will not pass. So you look like jackasses.
Mm.
So what so happened
they're celebrating
was
prematurely.
Yeah. So what happened was on the Republican floor, on the Republican floor, on the House of Representatives floor, when it passed, all you heard was this, na, 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 hey, 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 goodbye. And I was like, who's singing that? And it turns out it was all the Democrats waving because they're all going to lose their jobs. And I was like, wow, Democrats got some balls. Good for us.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I can understand
it's a terrible
if you want to improve on something, I understand.
This is a terrible bill.
But just to repeal it because Obama
Correct.
Did it, that's terrible.
And also going viral is someone from I don't know if it was CNN or MSNBC, is trying to say, Congressman, have you read the bill? No one. Literally runs. So this is, and they just show a montage, and it's representative after representative after, no, I haven't had a chance, my staff has, runs away, or I will after I vote, or, and it's like, wow, no one read it.
Wow.
And it's going to be catastrophic. And it's going to be, it's, I know it's sad to say this, but the Democrats are somewhat, it's going to show how bad it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. It's going to show how bad, it's going to be catastrophic. 24 million people will lose insurance. Most insurance by the CBO will go up by $25,000. And pre-existing conditions, including babies, will, you can't get health insurance.
Okay, so what's the other side? Why are they saying it's a good thing?
They're trying to say because Obamacare in certain places that was pretty rural, instead of having like competition, like three or four ones you could choose from, in certain places you only had one.
Right.
And that did drive the prices up. Mm. So what they said wasn't fair is they wanted more competition. Mm. So they're saying now you can have as many as you want. But they also took back like the abortion rights, the birth control rights. Like they took back things that not only are so bad for women, Congress themselves are exempt from this bill. Mm. They exempted themselves. So if you're a congressman, you don't have to be part of this insurance.
Really?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow, what happened to this country? Then?
Well, I think it's great because it'll show, it doesn't take long for town halls to get Riley. And when you have a Republican red state, like Oklahoma people with cancer, and they're dying and their Republican congressman voted for this, they're out.
Hmm.
You know, even the hardcore Republicans, you can't
so
do this.
So what is it saying about the 25 million people that are not going to have insurance? Aren't they saying
he was like, people are like, it will, there's a three-prong process. So it will get better. This is just the start. The whole thing was they just wanted to repeal Obamacare.
That's what it is.
And
I mean,
it's
no
a
6-year-old
on a playground. Right. And it's going to ruin, and it's going to kill people. Mm. And I read on Facebook, like, all these things, like, my sister died because she couldn't get insurance. It's not, it's, and to start with healthcare, it's so personal. And people are going to be very, they're going to take this very personal. Instead of starting with, like, infrastructure, like, everyone wants that, right? Like,
right.
Democrats were like, cool. Instead of starting with that, you start with something where you're literally, they're showing a pallet of beer going through the Capitol, and they also show people like dying, and they're like, this is going to be the imagery.
Right, right. I'm telling you, this is all about decimating everything that Obama did.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's a bunch of old white dudes.
Yeah.
Sorry to say, it was, they all lined up in the Rose Garden, and was like 60 old white dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, Trump was talking, or yesterday was talking to the Australian prime minister and forgot his name, which is okay. Hey, we all forget names. But he also said, I guess I shouldn't be talking to you about healthcare. You have the best healthcare, which is universal healthcare.
Right, right.
So Bernie Sanders just died laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Trump by accident.
Yeah.
Unwittingly. I don't know. The man's a dumbass. Anyway, I'm just furious, but I think people will see how evil this is and know, and hopefully during midterm elections we get a turnover, because this is personal for people.
Right.
You can't get your baby because your baby was born with a heart problem. You can't, just like Jimmy Kimmel, that's a pre-existing condition. You can no longer get insurance.
Mm.
That's,
wow.
That's fucked up.
So wait a minute. You can't. So they're like,
if you're a baby born,
are you saying, so are you saying the government's not going to pay for it, or the insurance company?
Like, you won't be able to get insurance any longer if you have pre-existing conditions, which is the one thing Obama did that changed everything. And the day he did it, he got a call and was like, your mother would have been proud, because his mother couldn't afford insurance when she got cancer.
Right.
And so the whole thing was like, if you have pre-existing conditions, it shouldn't matter. You should be allowed to have health care. He took that. This is what happened. This has been taken away. However, remember, nothing's actually happened. A bunch of 60 to 70, you know, old white dudes vote in a hall that didn't do anything. It has to go through the Senate, and there's no way it would pass.
Really?
Zero.
And how do you know that? Because of early
Not only
counts?
That, the Senate is much, much more of a, and I'm not saying this, I'm from D.C. The Senate takes things much slower. This was done within a couple of days. They would never pass anything like this. They also would go to a filibuster, which representatives don't have a chance to do. So they'd need a cloture vote of 60. They don't have that. It won't pass.
Okay, so why are we worried then?
We're not worried. We're worried. Showing they're going to look like real assholes,
yeah,
is what
right.
we're having, you know.
Yeah.
That's why we all say goodbye.
You see, I don't know what the answer is, whether to have the Congress and the president the same party, because then they do this.
Right.
Or when they're opposite parties, nothing gets done.
Right.
You know, so everybody fights another.
I agree. And what's funny is, like, even on Fox, they were saying, even Tucker Carlson was like, we don't get why he didn't start with infrastructure, because the Democrats said, we hate you, we hate you, we hate you. we will sign a bill with you on infrastructure. If he had started with that, that's already a Trump triumph, and it's got buildings. It's all Trump oriented. He should have started with that.
Right.
He started with health care.
Yeah.
And that's like the most personal thing you can do to families. So it's not a good start.
No. Well, good news from India. Four people are going to be executed.
Oh, God.
Because they raped. Do you remember the rape about a year or two ago in India where...
This is a heavy episode, dude.
Yeah, I know. But I have to tell you, because this is... I guess there were like a bunch of guys in India, and they raped this woman on the bus. They were driving the bus around.
I heard about this.
And her boyfriend was there, and they were beating him up, and they violated her with objects and stuff. They're going to be executed and
die.
Now,
in India, do they do a private, or is it like a public... thing?
Yeah, it is a public thing. People were like applauding in the courthouse.
See, I don't like
everything.
That at all.
Yeah.
No, but like the execution, is that public?
Oh, that I don't know.
Okay. Because in certain countries, you still have that.
Yeah. Oh, the public execution? Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's terrifying
but,
to me.
I don't know if this
not that that's any better in private,
exactly,
I guess.
Yeah. You know? Like,
who I don't cares? Know. That's kind of like it is pulling hairs at that point or whatever the theory is. But that's just so barbaric.
But yeah, I mean, you need to burn people like this alive, you know, because the girl died.
Yeah.
She died after 4 days. They had to remove her internal organs.
Yeah.
This is like...
I mean, I have a problem with the death penalty. You and I have often talked about this. It's very hard to prove my point when stuff like this happens. Mm. And I make it a valid issue that, you know, what one person said was like, if someone raped your sister, would you be okay with them not dying? And that was said to a political candidate. And that's a hard question to answer.
Yes.
However, if one person could be killed innocently... I don't know if you can do it to anyone.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time with that.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Yeah. You know, but I think when you destroy someone's life like that, even if she hadn't died, you know, her soul died.
Yeah.
And
it's just despicable.
Yeah. And that's murder to me. So if you're murderous, you don't have any place in society. That's just my
opinion. Hey.
Anyway.
Cinco de Mayo, tequila.
We're not going to talk about the alarming rise in children hospitalized with suicidal thoughts. That's not a good thing.
Wait, say something that's good.
Yeah, I know. Chris Rock talks about cheating and divorce.
Oh, yeah, he opens up about cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's funny. And
that's good.
They asked him, would I ever get married again? Not if it would cure AIDS.
He's not a marriage type of guy.
No, no. He's funny, though. I mean, he gets it. You know?
I mean, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But his fingers, I mean, I've seen him live at Comedy Store, and I go up like, you know, and I'm like, that man owns the stage. He paces like a tiger.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit.
I know. I love him.
He's
good. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to bring in our guest right now.
We're
sitting
so
here patiently. Christian Witt, welcome to the show,
Yay.
Sir.
Oh, thank you very much for having me here.
Of course. You're an actor. Are you visiting us this week?
Yeah, I was having a break for filming from London, and I decided to enjoy a bit of this amazing sun you have guys here.
Right, and I told him there's no sun today.
I know.
And we expected storms over the weekend. Yeah.
Just in time for me to leave.
Yeah,
there you go.
Stormy
you
weather.
Did have a nice week, though, right?
I did, actually. It was very hot. I've driven to Sequoia Park
and
then to Santa Barbara, so I had quite a long drive, and it was amazing.
Really?
Amazing, really. Enjoyed it.
I really wish you were my Siri voice.
Oh,
do you get that a lot?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. You have a great voice.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
And a whole look that goes with it. If you guys don't know, my favorite kill, I think, of all of Game of Thrones, Christian, this was your big scene, in the throat with a dagger.
Yeah, with a dagger.
Yeah, and then you were with...
I was on a horse.
Yes.
Yeah. And basically, yeah, we were chatting about...
Really? So you knew him? You recognized him?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Never watched the...
Oh, I'm a Game of Thrones. And when this guy died, it was epic.
Wow.
It was in the throat.
It was
like
a good death,
It was a great Game of Thrones death. Yeah.
Really?
Full Game of Thrones.
Full Game of Thrones.
Treatment. So they,
killed you off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I guess that series, that's what they do. They kill off a lot of major characters.
Yeah. Everyone died.
Really?
Have you seen The Red Wedding? Everyone died.
Yeah, that's why it's called a full Game of Thrones treatment, because basically lines with a major character and proper death on a horse, possibly.
Yeah,
right.
And you got to wear the cool costume.
Yeah, because it was the Dornish region, so you know, this with the turban, yes, the long velvet,
that yellow gold.
Actually, costumes were amazing. Or like all the crew and everything. It was amazing. Yeah.
Now, where did you shoot Game of Thrones? Because I imagine
it was
Northern,
Northern Ireland. That's what actually I thought. It was on Port Stewart Strand, if I don't get wrong. It was on the coast, and actually, it was a beautiful day that day.
Oh, really?
So it speed up the shooting schedule a lot, actually, because you know the weather there is a little bit
unstable, right?
Yeah. But we were very lucky, and it was a great, great day of shooting that day.
Wow.
How long were you on the show?
Well, I was supposed to film for a week, but thanks to the sun, actually, my scenes took less. And then, I flew back to London.
Basically. I see. So you had a few scenes, and then they killed you off.
Yes, it was.
But he spoke to, like, he had a big part with the main characters and everything. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was the very first job I booked when I moved to London.
Really?
So it was a very nice task.
Yeah.
Very nice.
When I arrived in London, I haven't a real clue of what Game of Thrones was there, because in Italy we have it with another name on the pay-per-view, and it was big, but, you know, not as popular, and it was here or in the UK. So when I said, what are you up for? Oh, just book this thing in Game of Thrones.
I would have flipped out.
It was really, really incredible. Yeah, for the how lovely the
very
people
nice.
Were.
Yeah, they treated you like a professional actor.
Absolutely. That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of people would be curious to know, how do you land a role like this? I mean, we're going to find out about your past and everything. I'm sure you've got some experience, but how particularly did you get this role?
Well, by the day I went to the audition, it was I put my hands on my head, say, "Oh my God, there's this role that I like 30 people." Very typical. How am I getting this?
That's what I say to myself every audition.
Really? Every audition, every single one. You go there and say, "Oh my God,
there's no way.
There's no way for me to get it. I mean, there's so many people. Why can I do that?"
Right, and but why would you
and
do
that
it?
And that is that day that it happens.
Wow.
It's always, I'm waiting for that day, though.
Yeah. Well, keep looking. It might come. You know, I mean, that's the thing. And you have to ask yourself, 30 people, why wouldn't I be selected? You know, I mean, you have the same chance as everybody. And
I don't
if they're
know,
looking
it's
something
probably
specific.
The universe says that that moment is your moment.
Yes.
Exactly, you know?
Yes.
It's just like playing the lottery, you know what I mean? There are no rules. And all the acting jobs sometimes is like that. Yeah, you can prove yourself, like you can be skilled acting-wise. You can be right for the role.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, too tall, too small, too fat.
Yes!
Yeah, you know what I mean? Too Italian. Too
not Italian enough.
Not
right?
Italian enough.
Yeah.
So there's nothing, it's never matching 100%. But once in a blue moon. It happens, it matches 110.
That's right. Wow. Luna d'Azzurro.
There you go.
Very exciting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're like exactly what they're looking for, it doesn't matter if there's 100 people.
I mean, if you guys can't see him, if you Google him, he's a very Game of Thrones kind of look. Come on.
Very handsome guy.
Yeah.
So you're originally from Italy?
Yeah, formerly I'm from Venice. Yeah.
Oh, wow, what a place to be born.
Venezia.
Adorable city, amazing.
Yeah.
It must be nice. I mean, it's a different kind of life, right? I mean, with
Absolutely.
The boats and everything.
Completely different kind of
right.
Life. Yeah.
Wow.
I loved Venice.
They've made some great films in Venice, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, when they manage to bring the crews there. Because actually, I appreciate it. It's quite tough to film.
It is very hard.
Location-wise, it's not.
It is, right? They did the Italian job and stuff.
Yeah, like, I remember getting lost. I went there 2 or 3 times when I studied abroad. And I remember being like, this is the craziest city. Because if I got lost, I'd take a boat ride back. I was like, but it was so mystical, and there was like magic in the air.
Right.
It felt just like I special.
It's very magical. And also, you know what? It's nice getting lost.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Because you always find your way back.
No, you're right.
I ran into
like people carving a boat, drinking wine and having cheese. And I was like, when I got lost, and I'm like, this is the why you're supposed to get lost.
Yes, oh my God.
You
got lost at the right place.
Yes. It was wonderful.
I think it's called Lo Squero. It's a place, they make the boat in front.
Yeah.
And on the other side, you enjoy the wine and the cheese. And
that's
things.
What was happening. And they invited me in, and I was like, certo.
It's very popular. That
It was lovely. Yeah.
You know, I was in Italy. I must have been like 12, 13 years old, so I don't remember much. But is there like an island called Lido off of
there? Sure.
Right?
Where they do the film.
You see, I remember that.
Yeah.
We went swimming there.
Yeah.
It gets very crowded, especially in August when they do the film festival for the film festival.
It's very posh.
Lido Islands. Yeah, it gets completely assaulted by, you know, producers, actors. And
it's like the Con.
Yeah, it's like the Venetian Con. Yeah.
Right.
It's a Venetian Film Festival, actually. Yeah. It's very famous. Yeah.
Now, growing in Venice, does it eventually become too small for you that you have to leave there?
Well, let's say that I always have the feeling that, yeah, it was a little bit too tight. I have maybe a sort of Marco Polo syndrome. I wanted to just explore something new.
Get the hell out of this.
Totally.
So, yeah, and actually I was brought up in a family where they always, you know, encouraged me to go for what I was feeling. So, yeah, my Italian experience was studying in Milan, having a bachelor in a master degree in public relations with major in consumerism and publicity.
Wow.
Studying acting parallel because, wow, you know, my parents wanted me to get the bachelor. Because
that's good.
Yeah, like a plan B.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I think that's really important.
Yeah, and then I tried to start a career in marketing as a brand manager, but for kind of big companies. But then I realized I was supposed to product I was supposed to sell.
Yeah.
So I just made my move to Rome, where I spent like 8 years, and I made my way as an actor.
Very cool. Did you want to be an actor early on in your life?
Yeah, well, when I was a little kid, I want to be a shepherd with a Ferrari.
Sure, sure.
You can get the antipodes, you know. The thing. I mean, I'm a very simple guy, but very sophisticated on the outside.
It's just really, he likes to drive, the shepherd.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was imagining myself where the sheep were on the side of the Ferrari, you know.
And you figured being an actor would get it?
Well, what is lovely about this job is it's always different, you know what I mean? There's a variety. You play like trying to experience different lives because you try to embody different characters. So it's very challenging. The challenge is what probably appeals to me a lot, but also all the process, all the shooting, this crew that for a while becomes like a family.
Yeah, it's the best.
And the relationship with the director sometimes is love and hate, sometimes it's just hate, sometimes it's love. So it's crazy, but it's always different. So you don't get bored about it.
Right.
On the other hand, you pay back all the, you know, the risk. You don't know when you're gonna work.
You gotta be brave and okay with that.
You're gonna be okay and brave. Exactly. Those are the right words.
Yeah. So now, did you go to college before that, or
for the marketing?
Where did you go to college at?
In Milan.
Amazing university.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool, huh? Well, so you traveled around Italy too. What was Milan like? Was that fun?
Well, Milan is very, the vibes there are very positive and very, I mean, I compare it a little bit to London. Because
it's like New York City or London.
Yeah, New York City or London, because it's very beating, especially during the week. A lot is happening. There's a lot going on, but it depends what are you in, because for the industry in Italy, the best place, my opinion and my experience, was Rome. Mm-hmm. If you want to act, you have to be in Rome. But Milan gave me a very great forma mentis, and I'm still keeping it because I'm always arrive early.
Yeah.
Today as well.
Yeah, well, that's good. My school,
if you want to get it, you have to be the first.
Wow. So it taught you that ambition and the business and the discipline.
Yeah. Yeah, discipline is fundamental. I mean, when you have people waiting for you, you can't make them waiting.
Yeah, right. We've had the opposite from a lot of guests.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm wrong, but
you're right.
At the moment, you know, this is my personal approach to life. Mm-hmm. Everything I do this way, and it seems like people appreciate
it. It works. Believe me.
Absolutely, it respects your time and our time. Yeah, absolutely,
and it shows you respect yourself too. You know, and that's the important thing.
Absolutely,
you know.
And you were raised right by mama.
Oh, yeah, my mama, and papa.
I
have quite a big example as a family.
Yeah.
Really? Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have a sister that actually, she's in New York at the moment. It's very funny because I flew here. She's flown to New York. And she lives in China.
Oh, wow. You guys are all over the place.
Oh, yeah. We are very spread away.
Wow, you like to travel in gypsies. Yeah.
She studied Oriental language in Venice, and then she went to Beijing to master them. Then she found a work in Shanghai. She's been living there for several years.
Wow. She speaks Mandarin?
She speaks fluent Mandarin,
Can you imagine learning that?
Wow. Well, I appreciate it's something that you have to practice, like any other language. But she is doing an amazing job, and we are all very proud of her. She is,
very nice.
Did your whole family gather around when you were killed on Game of Thrones? Did everyone have a party to watch you get killed? Like, did your family watch the TV?
They watched, but after a while, because they waited. The episode was broadcast in Italy, which happened a few months, I think, later. Funny thing, because I was acting in English, and it was the first time they dubbed me in Italian.
Oh, really? You're Italian? That's so weird.
That was really weird.
That is weird. Because
when I was working in Rome as an actor, of course, I was playing in Italian, which is my mother, which is my first language, and right. It never happened, actually.
Yeah.
I've been dubbed. So, yeah, it was weird. Yeah.
It was weird.
It was weird.
Now, so movies in Italy usually get dubbed? There's no, like, subtitles and stuff?
No, they usually get dubbed. We have quite a big, a big industry in the dubbing.
Right.
Yeah, you don't get subtitles.
Except you don't get to hear the real voice of the person.
That's exactly the point.
I know.
I mean, there are several,
opinions
about. Personally, when I started hearing the original voices in English, but you need to understand it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's say I appreciate to see someone is not very skilled in English or other foreign language, having the film dubbed can be a great help.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
if you're good, you're good.
And they don't want to deal with reading the subtitles and everything. You know, it's sort of distracting.
I like the subtitles.
I know. I sort of like grew up with that.
Yeah,
you know,
too,
in Israel, they bring all the movies. They never dub them, only for kids' shows and stuff.
But in Italy, there are a lot of actors. They have great voices, and actually, they made their career giving their voices to major stars like George Clooney
or like Ryan Gosling.
Very cool.
Yes, because we Italian, we associate that voice
with
in Italian, which is not true, but you associate it.
So is it the same person always doing the dubbing then?
Well, it happens there was this big actor was doing like Sylvester Stallone and Al Pacino. They were
the Italian guys.
Yeah, he was doing like two or three very big ones.
That's awesome.
And then they changed because he passed away. There are several actors.
Very interesting. There. Wow. So they dub you in Italian. They don't have you do it, though.
No.
Hilarious.
No, because, I mean, the role was not so big for me to be flown to Italy and doing it. So I understand, of course. But,
that's hilarious.
They pitched this very deep, like, spade nella sabbia. Swords in the sand. Spade nella sabbia.
I could see that.
It was fun.
It was
matching the character.
Totally.
You know?
Like, that character has that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when he got killed with the dagger to the throat, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
How do they film what... I'm just, like, curious behind the scenes. Like, how do they film that? Is it a prop that goes in? Like, am I talking...
No, actually, I was hanging around the set with a collar with half of a dagger.
That's what I thought.
It was
a prosthetic.
Yeah, like a prosthetic. Wow. And then they filled under my costume, like, fake blood, little bottles. Uh-huh. And I had, like, a trigger. It was very resembling, like, a lighter with a trigger.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, all the costume gets stained a lot, so it's supposed to be one amazing take.
Whoa.
So when you have the attention of like 100 people saying, don't fuck it up.
And then you fuck it up.
Yeah. No, actually, it worked quite well.
Oh, good.
So everybody was happy, and they edited. So if they edited, it's fine. Everybody was happy. I was very happy.
It was
actually
a great scene.
I've been told, because they told me about also, I was supposed to do a movement with the neck. And they say, if you do it properly, the day after is going to be, you're going to have neck pain.
Whoa.
In fact, I had for a couple of days. So I say, okay, everything went well. I was lucky.
I remember being like, wow, this guy's really good at dying. there was a lot of like whiplash thing happening.
Yeah,
and I was like, dude.
They were very specific. They said, so if you get hit by the dagger at this point, your neck
jugular,
is
supposed
to do this throwback.
It's the arterial blood spatter.
Yeah, and everything. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
So, it was quite interesting understanding how to die properly.
Yeah, you did it great. I was like, Oscar goes. And what's funny is my husband doesn't watch it. So I'm in the room alone talking. I'm like, dude, this guy's dying really well. No one else is in there. It's just me. And I'm like, yeah.
It was fun. It was fun. Really.
It must have been, yeah.
Wow. So now, acting. Did you have to study acting?
Well, as I've studied at the college, like a normal path of
mainstreamish,
university. I start to make my way as an actor doing workshop with the best teacher I try to find here and in Italy as well.
Oh.
So workshops, schools, private schools, all these kind of things. So because all actors have their own way to master the job. So you get from different teachers, which are every one of them has something great to give you. And then you take what you need and you make your own process.
Yeah.
But notice that, like, any successful actor you'll talk to who gets on a show like Game of Thrones or is doing stuff like this has studied constantly and still is studying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You will not find...
It's a work in progress.
You have to. And if you aren't studying, that dude behind you that looks better than you, he's in Leslie Kahn's class. You know what I mean? So you better get your shit together.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, you'll hear that they are... We're constantly in class. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, because also when you are not working is the way to keep going. Because if you don't audition, if you don't act for a while... I mean, I realize when I'm not filming for a week, for instance, when I get back on set, I have this, like... weird thing, like, oh my god, am I still good to do it?
Can I still do this?
Can I still do it? Yeah, exactly. Then, as you start, it's like going on a bicycle. But, you know, imagine if you stop for a month. And sometimes it happens because you have moments.
You're out of shape.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty much. So where did you study acting?
In Italy, I studied at the Actor Center. Yeah, as soon as I arrived in Rome for like a couple of years, I was doing workshop on and off. And in the meantime, I was auditioning, doing commercials, and
very nice. All this time, did you have the dream of moving to London? Or?
No, actually, no? London came unexpectedly and all of a sudden in 2013, in a moment where you feel like everything you're doing in a place is not getting in the place you want, so you need to explore again something different. And so basically, I had the feeling to try to go somewhere else because I was not happy how things were going. And I just tried.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with the fact that when you start to be grounded in a place after 8 years, you know, it's getting more difficult because, you know, you're not a kid anymore and packing again and saying, okay, new country, new place, I don't know what's going on. And let's say that colleagues were not very... supportive, saying, oh, you're going to be there, no, you're going to pay attention to you, never find an agent. They were kind of negative. Mm-hmm. But as I said, it's everyone has his own history in this job. So what doesn't happen to you in a place can happen in another when anybody else was not successful.
That's true.
And what's funny is another thing you'll hear consistently is we've heard, and everyone says no to us until we get the role, and then it's a yes.
Right.
So notice that it was like, no, you're not going to do it. No, you're not. But he's like, well, I'm still going.
Yeah.
So I hear so many knows about ideas that I'm like, well, I'm still going to do it.
Yeah.
Because that's what you got to stay true or else you'll just be trampled.
You have to be persistent.
Yeah.
Persistent.
And if too many people agree with you, then somebody must have already done it, you know, and they'll steal your idea or something.
Well,
so,
you know what? I really love the fact that I could be the first of doing something.
Right.
Yeah, so does Sam. Sam loves that.
It's true. Yeah, I love that.
He loves being the
something
first.
Something out of nothing, you know. And so I totally agree with you. So you moved to, what made you decide on London?
Well, let's say that I'm kind of fluent in language, in English, Spanish,
very
and
much
French.
So. Yeah. Yeah, your English is very good.
Oh, thank you very much.
Are you married?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Damn, you are a good candidate to anyone.
Yeah. So I said, okay, English, let's say, is the language I speak better than the other ones. And English is very, I mean, England is very connected worldwide in terms of productions. Yeah. But also Game of Thrones is shot in Ireland, but it's an American production. There's a lot of things going on.
It's a universal language.
Yeah, London is a beautiful city, is great, there's a lot going on, and why not try there?
Right.
So
didn't Hollywood appeal to you more at
the
time?
Of course, it did, but the thing is, we are talking about visa stuff and other kind of, you know, major, let's say, problems. Then, so I thought, let's start with UK, and then when we build up something in UK, maybe
very
we can
cool.
attract the attention of the other side of the sea.
Right.
So
look at that.
That's the thing.
Very you know good I mean? For you, yeah.
Smart.
And still, I mean, England is a major movie producing. They have a big industry, obviously.
They have a big industry, and it's not an easy place at all because competition, I mean, it's not as huge as here because you guys have much more, but it's a smaller market, but it's quite difficult.
Right. And to be honest, a lot of what we have are stolen from London. Right. They're all stolen from London.
London is incredible in acting. It's such amazing actors, very well prepared.
Every American actor
is using music.
Yeah, there's nothing to to just play about. Or you can do it, or you don't.
Exactly.
They don't want to waste their time, and they have such great talents there because they have good schools and everything. Everything I've been watching, theater, smaller production, and everything in London, it's fantastic.
It's top notch.
It's very hard to find something that you get out and say, oh, it was not. I mean, you can like it or not. But the care, the way they build it up and the way they put it on the stage, it's it's just a very, very, it's very good.
That's yeah, I remember I studied in Oxford at Lady Margaret's Hall. I studied acting, and even in, I was, you know, I was like 18. I wasn't like, they still took it very seriously. And any production I saw, like, you know, Shakespeare out with mulled wine outdoors was like phenomenally done. Wow. So actors, I felt much more respected in London. That's also because like, art and theater there is, I think, somewhat of a higher, I mean, LA has a kind of more poppy culture, you know, right. What I mean, it's more of a high-end art form there, I right. feel like.
But also I've seen in London the crowd is very educated yeah. to go to the theater, as yeah. you were saying. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're outside yeah. en plein air and you are watching a show, every spot is good to
yeah.
to build up something great.
Yeah,
that's so true. Yeah.
And people are so willing to go and watch it, and
it was great.
Also paying the ticket to do that.
Yeah.
Because, right. I mean, major theaters are always packed and right. sold
very
out.
Like the West too, End yeah. is like
oh
everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Wow, very cool. Now, when you audition or get roles, do you feel you're pigeonholed, like certain specific roles you get, or are you able to get a variety of different?
Well, let's say that since I got to London, I tried to nail my accent as much as I could, because for locals, I will always have an accent, of course. But right. I tried to make my accent as much more continental as I could.
I was going
to
say, I couldn't place it right away.
That's the point, because that yeah. opens me a variety of different nationality I could
great.
Play. Like, as you can see myself, I mean, I can't play the English guy, because no. completely yeah so
he's the brooding type.
Yeah, so let's say that when I was in Italy, I was of course just playing for Italian, when going for Italian roles. When I went to UK, it was Italian, Spanish, French, Middle Eastern, Turkish, Portuguese, Brazilian.
Wow.
So it opened up really yeah. a variety of different nationalities, because yeah, for them I will always have an accent, and the accent I have is enough to
exactly
to add this touch of exoticness.
Right. Like in Game of Thrones, it's not it's just like different kind of weird accents.
Yes.
It's like kind of this mishmash, so yeah. it works perfectly.
Right. Yeah. Star Wars is like
yeah,
that too. A lot
yeah.
of movies are like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They try to make the British accent, but everybody's got a different
oh,
accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
when you go, great. You know where you notice that a lot is when you go to Amsterdam. Amsterdam's got people from all over the world,
yeah.
and everybody speaks English, but everybody's got an accent. You can't even tell
yeah.
where they're from, you know, because it's so mixed and everything. But that's cool. You know, it's good that you come to the table with languages, with experience.
You're so marketable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, yeah, it's going to make things easier. Well, definitely speaking different languages, it helps, because, you know, Italian roles there are, but right. it doesn't happen very often. And right. also, yeah.
Wow.
Very cool. So how long have you been living in London now?
It's 3 years in May, actually, now.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's
so
my
it's not
third,
that long.
My
huh?
third anniversary, yeah.
Wow,
and it's been
cool.
happening much more in London for me rather than in Rome for 8 years. So you see how yeah. different things
yeah,
go.
People said no, and then all of a sudden it's
yeah,
popping. Oh, we're back. Knock, knock, knock. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And what's it like living in London? Do you like it?
I love it.
Really?
I love it. Yeah, well, as I say,
it's pretty old. It's an old city. But then again, Italy is too, right?
Yeah, London is. Yeah. I love London.
It
yeah.
is very nice.
It's a very nice place. People are very nice. And
a lot happening, right?
Yeah, a lot of happening. Action. And I mean, I felt myself home since I arrived. I had like yeah. probably the first 2 weeks that everything was new and, you know. But the feeling is very multicultural. There are a lot of people coming.
Very.
I mean, we had a lot of Italians coming over, yeah, to find where jobs and things. So,
very
yeah,
nice.
There are big communities or a lot of different cultures, and
it's a nice mix.
It's a nice mix,
yeah.
And I'm super happy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Prince Philip is having some health issues. Did you hear this?
Yeah, he's
stepping down from all public.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he is old.
I
right?
know, but we love Prince Philip.
I know, and the Queen is
the
so
queen
old
loves
too.
Her.
You know?
She's
yeah.
never gonna go.
I know, babe.
That woman is
wonderful.
So born,
you
know, she yeah. has more military experience than the entire Trump family combined.
Oh my God,
she does.
Fantastic.
Yes, she was in the Air Force.
Whoa.
She like can drive tanks. This woman drives herself because she used to drive in the army. Like this woman's
fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Very cool. We're talking to Christian Witt, an actor visiting us from London. What have you been doing in L.A.? I mean, have you had fun?
Well,
here?
I enjoyed, yeah, the city in the past few days.
Yeah, well, tell me what you've... Like, I'd love to hear your opinion. What is it like? What do you do? Do you go to the beaches, in and out?
Well, I went to the beaches, okay. Yeah, but also I like to try different restaurants.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
So, yeah, I was checking out what was the last, you know, hot spot eating. And I said I quite enjoyed. Last night I was in a Spanish place. It was very nice, very different. Particular peculiar tapas, amazing.
Oh, good.
Then the other day with a friend of mine, I went downtown to another Italian restaurant, and now it's exploding. It's impossible to find a table there.
Is it Bestia?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed it very much.
Bestia is the best.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Bestia. It is wonderful.
It's a funny name.
Yeah. Actually. It's a great restaurant, yeah. though.
Wow.
And it's hard to get into. Yeah.
Then I know that sounds a little weird here in LA, but I've been walking a lot because as a Venetian, you know what I mean? We don't have cars. There.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I realized, I mean, since I've been here, I've been walking everywhere. In 2013, one day I walked all the way from WeHo to the Pier of Santa Monica.
Oh my God.
And the way back. In fact, yeah, my flatmate at that time said, "You are crazy."
That's
it took me
insane.
Like 6 or 7 hours,
oh
probably.
Oh my God.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of walking. But, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah, I love walking.
Wow. Yeah, I guess I never thought about that. Venetians probably don't drive a lot.
No, well, we are not very popular to drive or to ride bicycles as well.
I never thought about that.
Yes. But anyway, no, I love driving, especially in a country like that, because you have a lot of spaces.
Sure.
The roads are very big, so it's very enjoyable. But yeah, I decided to split the vacation. Basically, I arrived last Friday, so I spent one night here in LA, and then Saturday very early morning with a friend of mine, we went to the Sequoia Park, and then we spent the night over there because I wanted to see the General Sherman tree.
Sure.
Again.
The tree. General Sherman.
It was a magical place
Isn't
when I visited
great?
The first time. Yeah, and I wanted to see it again. And actually, it was snowing up there. Oh, I mean, wow. Not when I was there, but there was snow everywhere. So it was like recent, a couple of days before.
Wow.
We spent the night there, and then actually, I wanted to go to Monterey and driving down the way all the way on the one. But
yeah.
I appreciated there was a bridge collapsed.
Oh yeah.
So all the big Surrey
right,
area, basically.
Area.
Yeah,
good
it's
Lord.
Closed.
Talk about infrastructure.
Yeah, right. And they
closed. The
they
whole
are
road.
Helicoptering people in the hotels.
Oh my God!
They because there's no way to access the place. So with the car, basically, before getting to Monterey, we were forced to drive the 101, I think it is. But it's not as nice as the 01.
No.
Yeah.
No. The 101 is definitely different than the one.
It was it was a bit boring, let's say.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was getting the car for 3 days, so I allow myself to get a convertible. So
there
it was
you go.
Yeah, you must do
Why
it.
Why not?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Was it a red Mustang convertible?
No, actually, I was looking for that, but I was given a Camaro SS.
All right, that's great.
Yeah, it was nice. Very, very
we like
great.
That.
Yeah, a little bit flashy,
It's LA.
I say, come on, yeah,
Los
it's
Angeles.
LA.
Yeah, here it's
dudes.
Not flashy at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
here everybody's driving. You know how many Teslas we got?
Oh, my God.
Over $100,000 car, and we have them like Toyotas here.
It's more like a Prius. It's I see Teslas all the time. Now I'm like, another Tesla.
Right.
Oy.
And where do people get all the money? So here, this is like the car capital of the world.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
This is where they design cars. This is where they test them, market test them to see if they'll work. Because here, everybody's got to have the nicest cars, you know?
Yeah.
I hate
it's like, though.
But it's like our clothes
it
here.
Is.
Look, we don't go outside that much. You know,
we sound like a terrible species. We don't exit the outdoors.
No, we
you
don't
spend
exit
time in the cars.
In the car, exactly.
The
so your car is
a place
like
where
your
you
clothes.
Spend more time during the day.
Yeah. We're turning into robots.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm not a great driver. So I'm very much looking forward to Google self-driving so that I can do something other than scaring everyone on the road, including myself.
Oh, well,
I love driving. We're going to Ireland in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
To do for a beautiful wedding.
Okay.
I know. I was like, I'll tell you all about
it. Yeah, I'm like shocked. Okay.
And we have to drive on the wrong side of the road.
On the other side. That's why I'm not driving in London.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then most of them are manual with like a stick.
Right.
Okay.
And the automatics are like 3-4 times the price.
Wow.
So we're.
Yeah. Well, I used to drive like that. I lived in South Africa for a year.
Was it okay?
Then they
Did
drive
you
on the wrong
it?
Side
yeah.
and a manual.
Oh my
so,
God.
So you have to change gears with your left hand.
Wait, we can't.
Yeah,
it's quite challenging.
It totally confuses you because you're wrong side of the car and wrong side of the road.
So did you learn, like, did it just become natural?
Yeah, it became natural to me. Yeah.
Okay,
But
how long did it take? Because we're only there a very short time.
I don't know. I just knew not to get high before I was driving because I would totally fuck it up.
That would be terrible for everyone. Terrible. That is so funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Christian, what's next for you? What do you have any roles coming up?
Or yeah, I'm playing actually. I've been playing for the past 10 months a regular in a British TV drama.
He's the hot doctor.
Medical drama. Yeah, it's called Holby City. It's quite popular over there. It's been running for a few, quite a few years actually.
He's hot doctor.
So you're a regular there?
I'm a regular there. I'm playing an Italian cardiothoracic consultant. And yeah, amazing job. Amazing people to work with. Yeah.
So it's nice to have that steady work, huh?
Well, it's the first time in my life I'm having such a long time running show.
10 months is long.
Yeah, and and hopefully it will keep going. We'll see.
So, I mean, I was when I was researching, I was like, everyone's like, doctor. Doctor. Everyone loves the doctor, hot doctor.
The hot doctor.
On Holby City.
Wow, you know everything.
I research.
Yeah, you do. Wow.
I'm having a really good time. Yeah, and that character is making me very happy. Because,
I'm sure.
Yeah, sometimes I meet people on the street and they give the comment to the character, not to me. Which is good.
Convincing.
Yeah, it's really, because for me it was quite challenging, you know, foreign guys, first time they go for a genuine Italian and, you know.
And all these long words.
Yeah, and also joining such a respected and well-grounded TV series where there are a lot of great people working. So, you know, to be able to be same level of them and everything. So
just be careful because when people do have an emergency, this has happened to McDreamy. They will go for you as the doctor. They will ask for your help if someone's having problems.
For a mouth-to-mouth.
Yeah, like I've heard that from Grey's Anatomy. Ellen Pompeo's there, like someone was giving birth and they were like, here, she knows. And she's like, no, I'm an actor.
I'm an actor. Because in the common imagination, you become a real doctor.
He's a hot doctor.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're almost at the end of the show, Christian. How can people find you if they want to marry you?
Well, walking on the street in LA, if you find long hair, bearded guy.
Very good looking guy. That's right. Speaks 18 million languages. Yeah.
But you are on social media, right?
I'm on social media, yeah. I'm on Instagram and Facebook.
And last name is VIT?
VIT, VIT. The region I come from Italy, is very popular for short last name.
Oh, cool.
VIT, yeah. Yeah, it's Friuli Venezia Giulia. It's called where my
Is Vit like anything with Vinter? Was there wine involved or no?
No, actually, Vit. I don't know. They said that. Ages ago, it was maybe coming from Victoria or something.
Oh yeah, I'm Victoria. Yeah, that's my name.
Yeah, that's something like
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow, very cool.
Christian Vit. Nice.
It beats having a long German.
Oh my god!
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how do those Germans? How can they read those long words? I mean, because those are like those long words are actually 2 or 3 words, right? Sometimes
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, they're all put together. Yeah,
yeah. Amsterdam. I went. I was like, what is this? Oh man, I couldn't. Right. But I loved Amsterdam.
Yeah, Amsterdam is amazing. Ugh. And
now I want to go to London. I want to go to all these places.
Right.
I'm saying.
There's something about Europe, you know, that just is attractive.
Venezia, mi manca l'Italia.
Mi manca l'Italia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think it's a good combination having the chance to spend a few time here, a few time there, and combining the two things. Yeah.
It's so worldly.
Yeah.
Another way, reason you should marry him.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm
single, so yeah.
He's like the Giuseppe's guy right when he started. You're like the most interesting man in the world, like right when he started.
There you go. Well, is there a marriage in your future, do you think?
Well, I come for a very old-fashioned, grounded family, so of course. So
family,
But that's the point. It's not easy to build up a family like that with such a great example. You know what I mean? I would love to find... Maybe you need to find the right person.
Yeah. There you go. You do.
Amen.
Always looking forward to that.
Yes, always looking.
Always looking, folks. Always looking. Unless you're married, stop looking.
Yeah, stop looking, you fiend.
You pervert.
Perv.
All right, Christian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
it's
fantastic.
Such a pleasure.
Thank
you
very
much. And much success to you. If you guys want to see him, tune into Game of Thrones. What season was it in?
Season 5.
Yeah,
season
I was going to say, which is one of my favorites. So, man, if you just Google and you're in the turban with the dagger, man, it was a great death. Honorable full Game of Thrones death.
I'm going to find that scene and check it out.
It's great.
Awesome. All right, Tori, thank you.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, to everybody.
Yes.
Drink and drink and drink.
And be safe.
Yeah, or you'll be sorry.
Good ending.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.